Good morning.
Good morning.
We're speaking from Acts 11, 1 to 18. Now the apostles and brothers were brought throughout Judea and heard that the Gentiles also received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to the uncircumcised men, and you ate with them." But Peter began and explained it to them in order. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a stance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from the heavens on its four corners, and it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and breasts and beasts of prey, and reptiles and birds of the air. Then I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the voice answered a second time from heaven, 'What God has made clean, do not call it common.' This happened three times, and all was drawn up again into heaven. And behold, at that very moment, three men arrived at my house, and which we were sent to Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them, make no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me, and entered a man's house. And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter, and he will declare to you the message by which you will be saved, and you and your household.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just as on us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John baptized with water, but you will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave the same gift to them as he had given to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads us to life." This is the word of the Lord.